war in 2003. I'm Mike Rossia.
The White House says that nearly all of the troops sent to West Africa to help in the battle against Ebola are heading home soon. About 1,500 of the 2,800 troops dispatched are already home. After April 30th, only 100 troops will remain in Africa. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Fender Squire Strat, now just $99. Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings, three sets for $12. Or a PreSonus AudioBox USB interface, just $69. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
British authorities are reevaluating their plan to have 24-hour surveillance on the Ecuadorian embassy in an attempt to catch an international fugitive hiding within its walls. More now from London correspondent Kyle McKinnon.
They're standing watch outside the Ecuadorian embassy here, not to protect the building, but in case Assange decides to make a run for it. The founder of WikiLeaks has been holed up in the embassy since June 2012, when he took refuge there to avoid extradition. Swedish officials want Assange sent to their country for questioning about possible sexual assaults. Assange denies wrongdoing and says he fears he'll be sent to the U.S. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner told a local radio station the resources spent to keep tabs on Assange, about $15,000 a day, require some review. Kyle McKinnon, London.
A Florida attorney is causing headaches for local law enforcement over DUI arrests. The full story now from correspondent Tony Winton.
The tactic is simple.
Good evening, how you doing?
Lawyer Warren Redlick has created a flyer to display to police while keeping your car window rolled up.
People don't realize that innocent people get arrested for drunk driving. It happens a lot.
It says, I remain silent. No searches. I want my lawyer. Miami Police Sergeant Luis Taborda says checkpoints are done to save lives, not trap people.
I have to be that one that's got to knock on somebody's door and see the pain.
Redlick says he's not advocating confrontation and says motorists should follow police commands. His flyer has yet to be tested in court. Tony Winton, Miami.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
It is 9:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It's 24 degrees right now. It doesn't feel that way. In Flemington, it's down to 12, really.
Good morning. This is Tony Clark, and this is Some Things About Money. It is Tuesday, December 20th, 11:03 a.m., and we're in Flemington. And let's see, the weather. Sorry.
There's weather out there.
Oh, my gosh. It is 27 degrees out there. It's so cold. Let's see, today, sunny with a high near 36, calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 80, light and variable wind. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43, west wind around 6 miles per hour. And Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. Thursday, slight chance of showers afternoon, but mostly cloudy with a high near 44. Light and variable wind becoming west 6 to 11 miles per hour in the morning. And then Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. The weekend looks really nice. Sunny with a high near 43. Looks like for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Christmas Day. And mostly cloudy in the evenings in the upper 20s and low 30s, around 33 degrees. So looks good for the next couple of days, only it's cold.
Yes, it is. It's also bright, and there's blue sky, and there's sunshine, and things are doing really well out there. Well, this is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Patton Heine & Associates, and you are tuned in to Some Things About Money. With me on the board is Tony. Good morning, Tony. How are you today?
Good morning.
Do you know, I'm going to play Santa Claus, and I'm going to grant you one of your most important wishes today. I am going to grant you the wish of being 29 yet again, and again, and again, and again. So I want to see a big, bright smile to kind of go along with that bright sunshine out there today, and to go along with the fact that we are now within striking distance of 20,000 on the Dow. We're currently up over 90 points to 19,973. The S&P 500 is up 8.4 to 2270. The NASDAQ is up over 25 points to 5482. All green there over in Europe. All green there as well. The DAX is up over 0.2%. The FTSE up 0.25%. The CAC is up 0.5%. That's looking good. And looking at oil, oil is up 45 cents a barrel to 52.57. Gold, the Grinch, down $13 an ounce to 11.2970. And the 10-year yield up a tad, let's see, 2.583%. Treasury yields bouncing back, unfazed by geopolitical tension. I guess China swiping that drone out in the South China Sea, much ado about nothing. So that's a good thing. So here we are. We're getting closer and closer to the Christmas weekend. I'm hoping all of you are, the ones who are celebrating Christmas, are finished with your shopping. I was at by the mall, actually Short Hills Mall yesterday, and unbelievable the amount of traffic for 10 o'clock in the morning. So I guess the economy is doing a lot better since, you know, the Trump election. And let's see, what else is going on? For those of you who are not celebrating Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, a rather festivus holiday season for those of you who do not celebrate any of the religious holidays, and a joyous Kwanzaa for those who celebrate that. So everyone's walking around, shopping, smiling, enjoying the holiday season here in Hunterdon County. Lessons for the holiday season. I know one of the things we want to talk about later on in the show, aside from having some precaution in this season as far as what to look for in selecting a financial advisor for 2017, we're going to talk a little bit about retirement and how men are definitely from Mars and women are from Venus. In other words, how men and women view retirement differently. And maybe take a quick glimpse at what your retirement lifestyle is going to be in the future. Some of the things that might change how we live in our retirement. So that'll be good. But to start off, since it is the holiday season and most parents make this all about the kids, why don't we teach our kids a lesson? Five ways to teach your kids the art of giving this holiday season. And it was an article written by Jeff Brown, special correspondent to CNBC.com. And Jeff put together a really nice article talking about some of the things that you as a parent can do to make this special for your kids and to teach them life lessons in giving. You know, the holiday season, full of gift giving in terms of, you know, what goes on now. And this could really be turned into a lifelong habit for many of you who give, receive, and observe as children, giving from parents and grandparents to kids, from spouses and sweethearts to one another, and, you know, even between friends and neighbors. But, you know, what about giving to others? How do children learn to care about people they really don't know? Parents and child-rearing experts have come up with a few ways to instill generosity as a lifelong value. Giving may be more appealing to a child as a team effort with parents, siblings, or friends, for example. And common sense plays a big role. As with other children's activities, it pays to aim for giving opportunities that suit the child's age. A small child should not be dragged to a long fundraising event or, you know, really put into something that terrifying, or dealing with dying people or badly injured animals, or simply a simple task like walking a dog or making holiday decorations would work a lot better for a young child. How to donate to charity and really boost your tax savings. I don't think kids are worried about that, but older kids can take on more complex challenges like helping an immigrant learn English or assisting in someone's physical therapy. But topics like tax deductions for charitable contributions, well, that could wait until the adults. Experts discourage rewards and say children should learn to do good for the sake of doing good and for the pleasure they can get from making others happy. A number of themes emerge in discussing the giving spirit and children. I'm going to give you five of them that really are the most prominent. You only want to lead by example and do things together. Children listen to their parents and often emulate them. Philanthropy should begin at a young age. It's recommended finding a cause the parent and the child can participate in together. By working together, the parent can teach the child many of life's important skills as they relate to dealing with different kinds of people. A child will learn the importance of helping the less fortunate. Family bonding through philanthropy is something that can bring your family closer together over a lifetime. The key is to make the act of giving interesting to children so that they will want to make it a part of their lives. A second is doing it all the time. Like other behavior taught to children, a giving spirit can be instilled by making it a routine part of life, not a rare activity dusted off just for the holidays. Many experts espouse random acts of kindness, simply being alert to others' needs and acting on them. You know, one of the greatest values is really giving back on random occasion without expecting anything in return. Instilling these small everyday acts of kindness into kids will give the greatest return in the end. Things such as doing a secret good deed for a neighbor, like mowing the lawn or opening a door for strangers, sharing snacks with friends, or even collecting donations for different organizations, books, bulletin board decorations for a new teacher at school, things like that. Other activities that appeal to children, including collecting hotel-sized shampoo and soaps for homeless shelters, giving one's hair to a cause like Locks of Love, helping to clean local parks or walk dogs at an animal shelter. These are all activities that kids enjoy. You want to make it joyous. While giving is meant to benefit someone else, it need not be a miserable choice or a sacrifice for the giver. Teaching our children the art of giving back was precisely what the founding parents of Nonprofit Breakfast Club for Seniors had in mind. There's a Pennsylvania group there that packs healthy breakfast for homebound seniors. Children volunteers ranged from a year old to 9 years old, helping to organize and pack food donations, create inspirational letters and artwork, as well as recycling boxes. Kids look forward to the quarterly packing parties because they know how good it feels to help others. You want to use imagination to be timely. I guess small acts suggest including passing out homemade Christmas tree decorations to strangers on a bus, organizing a turkey giveaway at Thanksgiving, carrying extra umbrellas to lend on a rainy day, little things like that. And you want to count your blessings. In The Giving Book, a workbook for children, author Ellen Sabin urges her readers to think about someone who has helped you or has given you something special. Her point is not to instill a sense of obligation, but to encourage children to share in the pleasure that giving produces. Isn't it great? I mean, it's just a great feeling when someone helps you or gives you something you need. Well, you can help other people feel special too. You can make them happier. You can make them feel healthier. You can make the world a better place. The book is laced with object lessons, poems, and fables like the one about the boy who asks an old man why he is wasting time throwing the stranded starfish back into the sea when there must be thousands of beaches and millions of starfish. How can you make a difference? The boy asks. The old man looked down at the starfish in his hand, and as he threw it to the safety of the ocean, he said, "I make a difference to this one." So those are the things that we can do. We can make a difference to people one at a time and really provide a great demonstration to our children, especially in this holiday season. So, Tony, I think. Therefore, I am, I think. We're coming up to the first break of the morning. We have to pay some bills, making sure that our local businesses are also having a good holiday season. So we will be back in a minute. You're listening to Some Things About Money.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money. Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Tony Clark here at the radio station, 100andchamberradio.com. And, well, let's see. If you're looking for a very good, relevant Christmas present, one of the things you may want to consider as we wrap up the year is a review of your financial situation, especially when it comes to doing things like, banking some of your tax losses or looking at the structure of your portfolio. We've had a nice run-up since the election, and I have to ask, how many of you out there have actually taken the time to rebalance or scheduled some time to do it after the first of the year? When you're putting together your financial strategies for 2017, much like you would a business plan if you're a small business owner or a large corporation, I don't think it's wise to wait until you're into the actual year that you're planning for. So now is a fabulous time to get the process started. So in the month of January, you'll be able to implement whatever the appropriate strategies happen to be that will get you to your goals under your time frame within your risk tolerance and taking in consideration your tax situation. Very important that you do that now. So you may want to gift yourself, your loved ones, a certified financial planner. You can do that by giving us a call at 908-713-6600. And we are, again, located at 1318 Route 31 North in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey. So, again, give us a call, 908-713-6600, and we will chat about what's important to you, especially things like retirement. We were talking a little bit earlier at the beginning of the show how we wanted to maybe share some information about men and women, how they view retirement, and they do view retirement differently. While there may be some common retirement dreams, recreation, travel, time with family, or simply more time to do what you want to do, recent research suggests our gender may affect how we look at life after work. The MIT Age Lab conducted a series of in-depth interviews and found that men and women may have, view retirement differently, and that can impact how both genders plan their retirement. Let's see, two perspectives, one retirement. Men and women do look differently at retirement, says Joe Coughlin, who is the director of MIT's Age Lab. The people we think we'll spend retirement with really are a vital part of our planning for the future, and you may want to consider these differences between men and women. Men focus, they focus on their partners. They tend to focus on the health and security of their partners when planning for retirement, more so than that of other family members. Often, their first priority for retirement planning was making sure their partner was taken care of financially. Women tend to zero in on family. They're more likely to mention adult children, grandchildren, siblings, and close friends as part of their financial planning for retirement. Questions. What will you do in retirement? That question is critical to retirement planning, including how much to save for future goals and pursuits. Men, they look forward to rewards. Men often describe retirement as a reward. It's time to do the things that they may have delayed for decades. So they often talk about retirement in terms of leisure and travel time. Women, they continue with their roles. Women often describe retirement as continuing to do the things that they've often have already been doing, such as part-time work, volunteering, providing care for a loved one. They talk often about retirement in terms of specific tasks and activities. In retirement, women are still more likely to serve as the household multitasker, chief family officer, healthcare decision maker, and advocate for family members across generations. Interviews suggest that men were really more excited than women about retirement. Men can't wait for free time. After full-time work is done and the children are grown, men see a vast amount of time in front of them that they never had before. That often gives them a sense of optimism. Women, they tend to be more realistic. Women saw retirement as a potentially happy life stage, but with a tempered optimism. Women use the word worry more when talking about retirement. This more cautious outlook may stem from the fact that women are more likely to outlive their male partners. Also, their caregiving role, they have your family obligations, may give them more insights into the realities of aging. Now, what this means for your retirement planning? Well, retirement planning is about more than money. It's about defining who is most important to you in your retirement planning decisions, what activities are truly likely and necessary, and above all, generating a decision between couples of all types and ages on how they envision the quality of their retirement. Now, to do this, you really want to talk to your advisor about your expectations for retirement and how they may differ from your partner's. Learning from each other can help you build towards a confident retirement. Joe Coughlin, PhD of Age Labs, a multidisciplinary research program at the University of Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Dr. Coughlin provides insights on how demographic change, technology, social trends, and consumer behavior will converge to drive the future of retirement. I also mentioned that we want to give you a little bit of a glimpse into the future of retirement, also provided by Dr. Coughlin. You know, getting older means it's your time to play, to invent, to explore. Today, people are living longer lives and living them in the style that's as unique as they are. That won't necessarily change as they age. Baby boomers are leading the charge. They've grown up healthier, better educated, and with higher incomes than any previous generation. Boomers express their individuality and uniqueness in everything they do and everything they own. For them and future generations, aging isn't just a time to retire, but to find new challenges and new opportunities. And advancements in technology, design, housing, transportation, and social connections will help determine how boomers and following generations age in style. Living longer, living better. It's going to take planning to give you the confidence that you'll be able to live more independently and with style in retirement. Retirement used to conjure up images of bingo night at the community center, something that my grandmother did all the time. But aging with style means keeping up with Facebook friends, Skyping with grandkids, and maybe finding love through online dating. Staying in touch, technology will be critical in terms of how we connect, not just to our friends, but to services for medicine, to well-being, for information, for all of that. Products with style and function in our purchases, we want clear information, easy to read labels, easy to open packaging. We want our products to be highly functional and beautifully designed. We'll continue to embrace gadgets like Fitbit and Jawbone bracelets that help monitor our movements and well-being. Small things matter too. Easy to use vegetable peelers, bottle openers, hammers, and other tools are appealing to everyone, not just the elderly. That's especially true when these products look so good. Getting around with style, whether it's a vintage Harley, an eco-friendly hybrid, or a brand new luxury vehicle, we're not going to stop expressing our personalities through our cars or using transportation as a means to broaden our access to new experiences. In addition, Americans, we can sometimes take our ability to move freely for granted, whether it's around the block or around the country. We're going to continue to expect easy and fast flights to our destinations, as well as more and better public transport in cities and the suburbs. Homes, what about convenience, all of the new things there. New data shows we have begun to remodel our homes at the fastest pace over the last decade, according to the National Association of Home Builders. In part, we're remodeling so that we can live independently as long as we want to. In the homes of the future, you may be seeing technology-enabled refrigerators that know when you are low on milk or butter and even send a list to your grocery store. That'll be convenient. Other technology is going to enable you to manage many basic home functions through mobile apps, including locking and unlocking your doors, arming and disarming your home security system, and turning your lights on and off through the use of timers. All of this stuff is out there now. It's just going to be commonplace for all of the new home construction. the new style of retirement? Aging in style isn't just the latest catchphrase to describe a process that has been around well forever. It's a shift in attitude and culture that we're all helping to define. So I'm actually looking more and more forward to my retirement, although don't tell my partner, Michelle Heidi, that because she keeps telling me I'm not allowed to retire. Regardless of what goes on, I must stay. And I'm planning on doing it for an awfully long time because, as many of you know, I love what we do. And right now we are doing the radio show, Some Things About Money That You're Listening To. And we want to thank you very much for doing that. We have one more show, Tony, for the year 2016. And then we will move on to the new year. We're planning on having many, many more guests, some of whom you know from around the county area, who will be talking about things relevant to our listeners. So stay tuned for more information on that. We're going to take another break now, and when we come back, you will listen to more things about money.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Islamic State had put Germany high up on its attack list, and tonight it seems to have pulled it off.
That's a journalist named Alan Hall speaking to CBS News last night, shortly after a deadly terrorist truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin, Germany. Now, after initially having a man in custody, police in Berlin are suggesting the real perpetrator may still be at large. Here's Sarah Jacobs.
Berlin's police president says officials cannot be certain the man in custody was the driver of the truck that plowed into a crowd, killing 12 and injuring nearly 50 others.
Turns out both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton lost votes when electors cast their electoral college ballots yesterday, but Clinton lost the most, Trump winning 306 electoral votes. Clinton got 232. Seven so-called faithless electors broke ranks, stripping 5 votes from Clinton and 2 from Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
And we're back. This is Some Things About Money. We'll do a quick weather recap. Today it is 27 degrees here in Flemington, New Jersey. And it's calm wind with a high near 36 later on today. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 18, light and variable wind. Wednesday mostly sunny with a high near 43, west wind around 6 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. Thursday evening, a slight chance of showers, only 20% chance. Mostly cloudy with a high near 44. Light and variable wind becoming west 6 to 11 miles per hour in the morning. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. The weekend looks sunny with a highs near 43 and the lows around 28. Mostly clear. For Christmas Sunday as well. We'll do a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And we're back. Wow, just listening to the news on the electors, Tony, that was fascinating. It seems that we had more people defect from the Clinton camp than the Trump camp in terms of the electors' votes. I don't know, I was listening to the news, and it seemed to me that all of the concern was about people not voting for Trump even after their states went that way. And let's see, we also had that recount. Whatever happened to the recounts? You know, there was press all over the fact that Jill Stein was demanding it, and there were going to be court cases, and the Clinton campaign, her people were jumping on that to support it. And then, what was it, 126 more votes in Wisconsin for Trump were found, and Michigan and Pennsylvania just kind of fizzled out? Fascinating. And then there's all this conversation about his cabinet choices, that you have all of these successful business billionaires who know how to get results and create jobs and be successful. I could see why the press is all up in arms about that. We should really have people who have failed in business and haven't created jobs, and you know, maybe a group of community organizers would be better suited to lead the people to future success, because after all, they themselves have enjoyed so much success in their backgrounds. Not more and more, the press is just shooting themselves in their collective feet the way they're covering all of this. It's amazing to me how, you know, they keep making this stuff up or making huge issues out of nothing, just in a continued attempt to, make this transition more and more difficult for the president-elect. As most people know, Donald Trump was not my first choice, but, you know, being an American and wanting the best for our country, I just don't see undercutting the next president of the United States before he even takes office the way that they've been doing. So, you know, I have more of a wait-and-see attitude, and I'm more concerned about the people appointed to positions who are actually going to be doing the work than I am, you know, the man sitting at the top of the stairs. I don't see him doing the day-to-day on any of these activities. He's just, you know, handling the big picture and putting the right people in the job to do the job. Isn't that the way business works? Isn't that the way education works? Isn't that the way every institution in this country works? It's all about the people managing the process that determines whether or not we're successful. So, you know, if he's putting in successful people into all of these cabinet positions, I think that's a good start. And we'll keep a close eye on the work that's being done and the effect that it has on the population. And then we'll be able to determine how to react. But, you know, this knee-jerk reaction that's going on right now before anything has been done is beyond me. Is he an amateur in terms of politics? Absolutely, because he's not a politician. He's a business person. You know, he's a pragmatist. He shoots from the hip. He tells it the way he sees it. Can he be more politically correct? Probably not. That's not his nature. That's not why people voted for him. So, you know, hammering him on the very reason he's the president of the United States is kind of ridiculous to me. All that does is make the press look more and more foolish to continue to harp on the very thing that lost the Democrats the election, as if somehow that's going to create a different result. What's that definition of insanity, Tony? So anyway, let's just take a wait and see. Let's see who he's appointing. Let's see the policies that he's instituting. The one that I would like to see done first that the press doesn't talk very much about or ask him about anymore, term limits. Big for me. So I don't care who's in office. I want to see term limits. But being that we're not going to really know all of this stuff until after the inauguration, let's just kind of sit back and enjoy the holidays and talk more stuff about how to make people safe. You know, when you're looking for a financial advisor, one of the things that has come out recently is that only 23% of financial advisor clients have taken a precaution that, to us, is just pretty much basic. Clients have clear priorities when it comes to reasons why they use a financial advisor, not surprisingly. Making money and protecting principal. Really, those two are at the top of their wish list. The number one reason cited by clients is for help in improving investment performance. Clients know their own limits. So they know that you know more, or we know more, about how to pick investments, how to decide when to sell a security, how to form a portfolio game plan, and how to keep the portfolio in line with, you know, that plan. When surveyed by FINRA's Investor Education Foundation, 81% of clients said the reason they use an advisor is to improve their portfolio's investment performance. This was the most common cited reason. The next most commonly cited reason was to help avoid losses. That was named by 78% of clients, and 63% of clients said they use an advisor to learn about investment opportunities, get instant access to exclusive stock lists and powerful tools on investors.com or some of these other things that advisors use. They want to have more and more available to them so they can make informed decisions. Clients are hard-nosed and practical about the value that advisors bring them. 53% said the reason they use an advisor is to gain access to investments they could not otherwise tap into. That can include opportunities like investing in private equity or alternative assets, such as timber, land, and farms, which are really not available on public exchanges. You know, the advisor's skills in overseeing a portfolio are not the only things that lure clients. Credentials do, too. 58% of clients say that an advisor's professional designations and certificates are very important, but few clients feel compelled to act on that belief. Less than a quarter of all clients, 23%, have checked an advisor's background with a regulatory authority. Even among those clients who say credentials are very important, only 28% have checked an advisor's background with a regulator. Among clients who say credentials are not very important, just 17% have looked into an advisor with a regulator. Those findings suggest that financial advisors do not face a lot of skepticism from clients, and that clients generally trust financial advisors. Another aspect of the survey also suggests that many clients are not worried about advisors having conflicts of interest between how they are paid and the investment products they sell. Fewer than half are worried that various incentives and commission structures would present a conflict of interest, according to the FINRA report. The new Department of Labor's fiduciary role was created to minimize conflicts of interest by brokers and financial advisors dealing with clients' retirement accounts. The portion of the FINRA survey dealing with clients addressed people who have non-retirement accounts. They also have retirement accounts as well, but you know, I know Ameriprise, for example, we're functioning as a fiduciary for our clients. Michelle and I, as certified financial planners, have been acting fiduciaries within the scope of our responsibility as CFPs. And what the public doesn't realize is that a license to sell a product is not really a credential. It's a license, much like you have a license to drive a car or a license to go hunting. That just means that you've passed a test and now you're able to go out and act a certain way, whether it's being behind the wheel of a car or behind a shotgun or going out and selling annuities. I mean, these allow you to go out there and do an action. A credential really has more to do with being a professional, having a certain educational standard, a certain amount of training, a certain amount of continuing education responsibility to stay on top of your profession. That is not the same as someone who has the ability to sell you something, although there is overlap in many and most cases. But you want to know that the person who's talking to you about a retirement investment is credentialed, is a professional, and isn't just an employee of a company who turns out these products that this individual is hired to sell. That is not something that is in your best interest. That is a suitability standard that is in the best interest of the firm. The Department of Labor rules have everything to do with doing what's in the client's best interest, talking about fair compensation, talking about full and complete disclosure about how things work and how they fit into your overall structured plan. If you don't have a plan, then you're going to be subject to the sales techniques and skills of these individuals who are licensed to sell you these products. If you're dealing with a credentialed advisor, they're going to do some detailed analysis work to determine what your cash reserve requirements are, your cash flow needs, looking at your portfolio structure, looking at your tax situation, looking at your retirement, your estate plan. They're going to put together all of the pieces of this giant puzzle, which is your financial life, and make sure that the picture is clear and that you're constantly on track to meet your goals under, you know, your risk tolerance over your time frame with your tax considerations. All of these things matter when you're making investment decisions. In addition to, how do I title the ownership of the investment? Who would I name as my beneficiary? Because there's overlap in all of these areas based upon how you do these things. So, you know, when you're working with your advisor, you just want to make sure that all of these things are covered. Now, FINRA is the largest self-regulatory organization in the securities industry in the United States. It makes and enforces rules for its members based on federal security laws. You have an opportunity to go to their website, go on BrokerCheck, take a look at the background of the person that you are considering dealing with. Do they have any outstanding complaints? What is their record? How many times have they moved firms? Why did they move firms? And when you're in front of them, you can ask them these questions. You can ask them about how they're paid and why they're paid this way, so you can determine whether or not whether there's any conflicts of interest in terms of how they're dealing with you. All very important stuff. And I encourage each and every one of you to go through this process of your personal and family financial business planning for 2017 sooner than later with whoever your advisor happens to be. And if you don't have a professional credentialed advisor, I would suggest that you go out and get one, because, as I said earlier, a license to sell you something is not a professional credential. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about by the numbers. I know that's one of Tony's favorite things. She's going to throw out some little tidbits, and we'll discuss them briefly before we move on to the next one. Thanks for listening to Some Things About Money.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back. The last segment of Some Things About Money, and this is Tony's favorite. She kind of waits for this, and you know, it's usually Michelle who would be doing the show, and you know, but when we have By the Numbers available, that's when Tony really is anxious to get in here and share this information with all of you. So, Tony, tell me about what is the first thing that we're going to look at today?
Okay, you're funny. Let's see. There's a lot of good, interesting tidbits here. Healthcare spending. in the United States reached $3.2 trillion in 2015, 18% of the nation's economy, equal to per person spending $9,990. 20 years earlier, per person healthcare spending in America was $3,788. It's a big change.
Yes, it is.
Let's see where else. Okay, the 7 members of the Fed's Board of Governors are nominated by the President and confirmed by the Senate. The group has functioned with just 3 members since late May 2014.
5 members, not 3. It was 5 members, was it? Yes, 5 members.
Just 5 members since May. Yep, sorry. Incoming President Trump hopes to fill the 2 vacant positions. And Janet Yellen's 4-year term as Fed chair runs through February 2018.
So yeah, and out of the 2 positions that he's looking to fill, it is expected that one of those 2 positions will probably be the person that he would like to nominate to fill Chair Yellen's position at the end of her term in 2018. So, you know, those nominations are going to be really important as to the future direction of Fed in creating its policy and the impact it will have on the economy. So keep an eye on that one.
All right, another one. Back in January 2007, the Congressional Budget Office's 10-year projection forecasted budget surpluses for 5 consecutive years beginning in fiscal year 2012. So it would have been 2012 to 2016, totaling $914 billion surplus. Instead, the actual deficits over the same period were a combined $3.3 trillion.
Yeesh.
Yeah, did they guess that wrong?
And you wonder why people in the Senate have been like screaming about debt. Now, just remember that part of President-elect Trump's plan is a massive infrastructure bill. And people are saying, well, gee, didn't President Obama do the same thing? Well, if you recall, it was supposed to be for job-ready plans, and he actually came out and said, well, we just don't have shovel-ready, job-ready plans, and we're sorry. And the money just kind of got siphoned off by a lot of different organizations that I guess the president has some contacts with. And there wasn't a lot of new construction used for those billions of dollars. So this time around, we're going to have to pay closer attention. So if it is a $1 trillion infrastructure plan, adding to the the deficit, we want to make sure that it's going to be a job creator. It's not going to be a job creator in the sense that we expect tens of thousands of people to be hired to do roads and that type of work. That's done through technology, the new equipment that is out there. It's not going to be 10,000 people with shovels building roads. But by creating better roads, airports, bridges, ports, hospitals, all of those things, that's going to encourage, when combined with tax reform and energy reform, energy security, it's going to encourage more and more firms to come into the United States. That's where the jobs will be created. So for those individuals who think that somehow we're magically going to create all of these high-paying jobs by fixing our highway system, you're going to be disappointed. But it will lead to the creation of new jobs through bringing new businesses and expanding existing companies here within the United States. What you got next? 69% of workers retire by 65?
Yes.
But only 5% of workers retire before age 55. I'm finding more and more people are looking to take Social Security at 62 and continuing to work at least part-time. And, so much of that Social Security check is being eaten up by tax because, it's being added to your taxable income. And, I living longer the way we are, more and more people are going to be threatened with the fact that they could be running out of money in terms of the amount of money they need to maintain their lifestyle at a point in time where they're not going to be able to work. So if you have the ability to hold off on your Social Security until 66 or longer, that's probably a good idea. And I'll say if you are not in ill health and if that does not make you concerned that you may not have the life expectancy needed to make delaying your Social Security or delaying retirement a good decision. Different for everybody.
And 57% of men and 64% of women take their benefits before they actually reach their age of 66. Mm-hmm.
That's what's maddening.
Yeah.
And
so they lose out because it's not full.
No, they and not only do they lose out because they're taking it early, many of those who take it early are still working. So you're getting a lower amount, and the amount that you are getting is being taxed. Mm. So, what you net is very small, and you don't get a do-over once that decision is made anymore. You're stuck with it. So be careful about that decision.
You probably know this already because it's always all over the news. Republican Donald Trump will begin his first term as president with a Republican majority in the Senate and the House. The first Republican to enjoy that level of congressional support at the beginning of his first term in office since Dwight Eisenhower in 1953.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, George Bush had something similar to that and unfortunately did not veto any of the spending bills that the Republican Party put on his desk. Barack Obama had that in the first 2 years of his term and focused on many things that did not have bipartisan support. It was, I guess, how he was able to get the Affordable Health Care Act in place. But even that was drastically flawed, as we can see by the cost of renewing existing policies and the fact that no, you could not keep the doctor that you had all of these years, and you were not able to keep the plan that you wanted all of these years. And even your business was forced to make adjustments in the type of plans it was offering employees. So a lot of what we thought was going to happen with the Affordable Care Act did not happen. Yes, more people had the ability to purchase health insurance. But when you take a look at the incredible size of copays and deductibles, many of those people who just scraped up enough cash to pay the premium could not afford to actually use the policy. So, I'm just making it by. I don't have an extra $7,000 for my copay, or I can't meet the deductible. I mean, these are hard things, hard truths. So we do need reform. I don't think we need to junk the whole system. I like covering young people who don't have coverage when the parents can provide it. I like the idea that you can't throw somebody off of a plan. I like the idea that people who are uninsured physically do have the opportunity now to have insurance. Mm-hmm. But, I don't like the fact that you're going to be, they call it a tax. Let's be real. It's a fine. We're going to fine you if you don't buy what we tell you to buy. So if you're a millennial in good health and all you truly want or need is catastrophic insurance, now perhaps that's what you'll be able to do instead of having to buy the entire thing without being fined. And now those fines are significant. So that certainly doesn't help the economy, does it? But anyway, Tony, I think we're running up against the hour. I want to thank everyone for listening to us today. We are Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton with Tony Clark. And we have a couple of more shopping days left, so get out there. Buy all of those presents. I want you to remember to go out and visit your small businesses here in Hunterdon County, the backbone of our communities, providing tax revenue that we use for the benefit of all citizens. These are people that provide jobs. They take care of many families. They are very active in the nonprofits and community activities that are sorely needed here in the county. So, it's very important that they do well this holiday season. It's a make or break for many of them. this time of the year, and we want to make sure that they're around to continue to serve us in 2017 as well. So I want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. We celebrate Christmas here, so Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and for those who celebrate something else, happy that too. This is Joe Patton wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Islamic State had put Germany high up on its attack list, and tonight it seems to have pulled it off.
That's a journalist named Alan Hall speaking to CBS News last